chapter 4. But the Spirit speaks expressly that in latter times some shall apostatize from the faith, giving their mind to deceiving spirits and teachings of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, cauterized as to their own conscience, forbidding to marry, bidding to abstain from meats, which God has created for receiving with thanksgiving for them who are faithful and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be rejected, being received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by God's word, and freely addressing him. Laying these things before the brethren, thou wilt be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished with the words of the faith, and of the good teaching which thou hast fully followed up. But profane and old wives' fables avoid, but exercise thyself unto piety. For bodily exercise is profitable for a little, but piety is profitable for everything, having promise of life, of the present one, and of that to come. The word is faithful and worthy of all acceptation, for this we labour and suffer reproach, because we hope in a living God, who is preserver of all men, especially of those that believe. Enjoin and teach these things. Let no one despise thy youth, but be a model of the believers, in word, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give thyself to reading, to exhortation, to teaching. Be not negligent of the gift that is in thee, which has been given to thee through prophecy, with imposition of the hands of the elderhood. Occupy thyself with these things. Be holy in them, that thy progress may be manifest to all. Give heed to thyself and to the teaching. Continue in them, for doing this thou shalt save both thyself and those that hear thee.